It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout outs and much love to everybody tuned in all over North America, everybody coast to coast, over borders and over oceans. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. Happy Wednesday to you. You're halfway through the week. If you're getting ready to have yourself a holiday weekend, I think most of us are, then you're a little bit closer to the weekend, so why not hang out here with us? You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. I will emphasize free. You had to pay for gas in your car today, right? You had to buy some groceries. You have kids going back to school. You got a spouse. You got a family. That costs money, but the Audacy app is free. Thank you to everybody listening on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Everybody tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158. And all the smart people who have a smart speaker. They think they're better than everybody. They talk to the machine and they ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network and boom, everything pops right on up. It is Wednesday, and so I'll do my best to help get you over the hump. First of all, every Wednesday I bring you a new top six list. The college football season is already underway. We have bypassed week zero. Thank you, Florida State, for the entertainment. Not entertainment if you're a fan of Florida State. But we're actually pulling up on week one. I mean, damn it, we got a matchup tomorrow that everybody can't wait for. We got Colorado taking on North Dakota State. Yeah, Deion Sanders' team is in action tomorrow. Can't wait for that one. I think I'll be on air for part of it when it gets started. That should be a lot of fun. A matter of fact, later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Mark Kisla from the Denver Gazette. I'm going to get his thoughts on what's going on in Colorado and Deion. And he's been banning some of the media members from asking questions. I don't know if that's a matter of being sensitive or, probably a matter of being sensitive. Also, because it is Wednesday, I bring you a top six list. In 2 hours from now, I'm going to share with you my top six college football teams for this upcoming season. We got a full slate of games this weekend for the holiday Labor Day weekend. And so you got plenty to keep you occupied, and I got a preview for you. And also, joining us in an hour from now, we discussed this yesterday, we took a look at some of the top quarterbacks in the NFL as told to Mike Sando from The Athletic. He was able to take a look at all these quarterbacks and put them into rankings based on what he was told by NFL coaches and executives. And we'll have an opportunity to chat with him about what he received back and his overall thoughts on the season. So two great guests, Mike Sando and Mark Kisla, and then also a top six list as we take a look at the teams that I think are our best and most equipped to win a national championship and a college football playoff that is obviously now expanded to 12 teams. So we have a busy show, and then we've even had some NFL news that has come down the pipe today. Pretty hilarious stuff as Zach Taylor, head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, is like, hey, I put my foot in my mouth about Ja'Marr Chase. I said he was coming back to practice, and today he decided to show up in street clothes. Okay, but par for the course. We learned that the New England Patriots, they're still trying to figure out their quarterback situation, although I think they're just taking their time and announcing it publicly at this point. And then we have the Steelers, who came by and what you can say is the biggest shock in the offseason. I say this with all possible sarcasm. Russell Wilson is going to be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. What a surprise, right? And Mike Tomlin's been sitting on this news forever. I mean, damn it, Mike Tomlin said it months ago that as he goes into this offseason, and what the time was the offseason, as he goes through training camp, as he goes through preseason games, that Russell Wilson was going to have, quote unquote, pole position. Like we had a NASCAR race, that he was going to have the best starting position to own and win the starting quarterback job, and that he did. And that's exactly where we'll start the show. Because the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin have made a profound announcement involving Russell Wilson, and now we can all rest well at night. At least the Steeler fans can, or maybe they can't. Either way, we'll hear from Mike Tomlin and Russell Wilson momentarily. We will play their comments from a few hours ago. But before I do anything, Ryan Hickey, how the hell are you? You good?
I am good, JR. Let me ask you this really fast here. How many games or how many starts does Russell Wilson make before fans are chanting to bring in Fields?
Oh, I think he's going to do a good job. How many starts does Russell Wilson get before the fans start going bringing? Well, you mean overwhelmingly? I mean, there's always going to be a contingent of the fan base that says, oh, we need to see Justin Fields. That's always going to be the case.
True. Like, the boo birds are out. The offense is bad. Russ is sitting there kind of just like with a blank stare in his face. Mike Tomlin's staring blankly. And it's just like, oh, boy, we got to maybe make a call here.
That may not occur until it gets cold. So maybe Thanksgiving-ish, I think. You think it'll be earlier than that?
I was going to say like week five.
Oh, come on,
week
man.
Week six.
We won't even get to Halloween by then.
No, and you know what? I bet Russ, even if he's benched, will still have some sort of Halloween party. That's cringy, I bet.
Oh, well, I mean, he's with Ciara. He's a celebrity. They have to have a Halloween party. They'll have the most exquisite makeup known to man. They'll really look like monsters. If you're Russell Wilson, have you seen, I don't know the model's name. I don't know her name. I'm not even going to get into trouble. Do you know who I'm talking about? She's an actress. She like wins Halloween every year. Because she's an actress. She gets like real, you know, makeup people that make hundreds of thousands of dollars. She might spend $250,000 on a Halloween outfit and she looks like, I don't know, the lady from X-Men, the blue lady. Or she looks like a pirate from the Caribbean. Do you know who I'm talking about, Hickey?
Yes and no. Like, I have an idea in my head. I couldn't tell you the name. But, yeah, that's almost cheating when you have those resources and that, you know, those financials at your disposal.
Well, if you're Russell Wilson, he might get benched, but he'll have a good Halloween.
I guess there's more time to think about the costume, right?
Well, look, he got a lot of money. He could think about, hey, Russell Wilson for Halloween. He could be, get ready for this. Poor joke coming. The water boy.
Nice.
Yeah, he could be the water boy. But for right now, he's the starter. And Mike Tomlin, in the most Mike Tomlin way, decided to tell everybody today that naming a starting quarterback was not an easy task.
I met with both quarterbacks here just a few minutes ago after practice, and I informed them that Russ is QB1 going into week one. It was a difficult decision, but not difficult in a negative way, to be quite honest with you. It was difficult in a positive way. The decision was difficult because of what they're capable of doing. Decision was difficult because of how they have conducted themselves, as opposed to the things that they fall short in terms of capabilities or negative conduct. Both guys have been really professional.
Negative conduct, and turning the ball over, fumbling, that's you, Justin Fields. Holding the ball too long, that's you, Russell Wilson. But when you boil it down, Russell Wilson is a 9-time Pro Bowler. He's a Super Bowl champ. And Justin Fields' accolades, they don't match up. They don't. And Russell Wilson might be older. The man is going to be 36 in November. What a great present if he gets benched by then. And Justin Fields is moving on to the final year of his contract. Because for next season, the Pittsburgh Steelers have already declined the fifth-year option on his deal, which would have paid him $25 million. And you don't need to be a capologist. You don't need to have three brain cells to understand. That's a bad investment. And if you take a look at what they've been able to do here in the preseason, Russell Wilson has only played 25 snaps because he's a proven commodity. Justin Fields is out there for 56. I mean, in the last preseason game, Russell Wilson, I think he had 5 plays, and he got the hell up on out of there. And so Mike Tomlin continued on, and forget preseason games. Mike Tomlin said the practices were enough from Russell Wilson.
A lot of work got done in the practice setting. You guys come to our practices. They're intense, and they're intense by design because we got to know. I hate speculation. It's a football-like environment. We try to make it as football-like as we can, and I saw enough to be comfortable, certainly.
Yeah, football-like. That's what all the teams do nowadays. Screw the actual preseason games. Aaron Rodgers gave us a wild admission. He said the preseason games aren't even real football. He said, why bother? Do yourself a favor. If you're spending money on preseason, don't. Next year, don't bother. This is what I'm waiting for. This is what I have been waiting for, to actually hear from Russell Wilson, because he spoke, and of course, in the most Russell Wilson way possible, he's excited to be the starting quarterback.
I'm super excited to be, here. Obviously, I came here to help us win. That's the focus. And I think, just the best part is how hard we've all worked every day, from all the way from OTAs to, Latrobe. And obviously, we got a great season ahead of us, and we're excited about it.
Okay. You would have expected that from Russell Wilson. Of course he's excited. I'm surprised he didn't go on and on and on for another 10 minutes. I think he did, but we don't have that much time. And so what does this mean for a quarterback who a lot of people feel is still unproven, who didn't get all the weapons that Caleb Williams now has with the Chicago Bears, who got a raw deal by being drafted in Chicago? What happens for Fields? What happens to Fields? One of the most athletic quarterbacks in the game. Might be one of the fastest quarterbacks in the game, right there with Lamar Jackson. They might be 1 and 2. One is an MVP. The other one is just on his second team at this point. What about Fields? Are you going to use him, Mike Tomlin? What's the deal? Mike Tomlin explained his usage.
Just getting to know Justin's capabilities, man. We like it. I know you guys might have some questions about the potential of package football, given his skill set, and that's certainly on the table. But I'm not going to get into many details regarding that or things of that nature, because it doesn't help us from a competitive advantage standpoint. But make no mistake, his talent, his unique talent as it pertains to mobility, is something that we're open to weaponizing.
Okay. All right. All right. So I learned something today. Hickey, did you know it's not good for the head coach to share potential game plans on what might be throughout the season?
I had no idea. I thought that would be a positive.
Oh, well, according to Mike Tomlin, it's not. He'd be at a competitive disadvantage.
Interesting.
Here's something else. I mean, we all know this already. It's just going to be a surprise. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they start off their season right here in Atlanta against the Falcons. It will be very interesting, as in every game, whether they win or lose. And I think the Falcons will win at home unless they choke. This team is going to be amped and jacked up here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They're going to be ready for football, looking at Kirk Cousins throw the ball, because they haven't seen a quarterback since Matt Ryan, and the Falcons fans didn't even appreciate that. But they're going to be jacked up. They expect to win the NFC South. They expect to get into the postseason. Man, they might have a guy have more than 10 sacks in a season. They haven't seen that since 2016? 18. They do. And maybe that might be Russell Wilson getting driven into the ground. But the minute that Justin Fields get his package and it's third down and they throw him out onto the field and Russell Wilson is standing around with his hands on his hips, we'll go, oh, okay, now how often are they going to do it? I don't think Justin Fields is going to be in cobwebs. There might be a game where he doesn't play, plays sparsely, and plays multiple plays. We don't know. It depends on the opposition. And I think here in Atlanta, he'll get a couple of plays here or there, but the defense is so much improved. They got stars on every level now, bringing in Simmons, bringing in Judon. I don't know if you just want to say, hey, Justin Fields, let it loose, because he might pay for it. The Steelers might pay for it. And this is going to be an interesting season in the Steel City, because you have one quarterback who was on a Hall of Fame trajectory, who now has to prove his worth after getting dumped out of Seattle, getting dumped out of Denver, and now trying to reclaim a little bit of his glory to continue on with his career. And then you have another one in Fields. He's just trying to show everybody that his career can keep on rolling and go, that he is a legitimate starting quarterback in this league. And of course, Russell Wilson, I told you, dumped in Seattle, dumped in Denver. Damn it, let's be real. He might, there's a possibility that he might get dumped here in Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson today, he was asked about the disaster in Denver and if he has something to prove. And of course, he gave a very inspirational message. Prepare yourselves. You're going to want to play this every morning when you get up.
I feel like that every day. You try to prove yourself right, you know, just who you are, you know, how you go about it. I think that when you look at it, you know, over my career, you know, over just the experience that I've had, you know, those 10 years in Seattle were really special. You know, it was always home for me and just a place I loved. Obviously, Denver, you know, the first year didn't go the way that, you know, expected, obviously being injured and everything else. And that's part of the game. It's a physical nature game. And sometimes, you know, life doesn't always go the way you want it to. I think last year I felt like me again. I've told you guys that before.
I'm inspired. Hickey, are you inspired?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to run a marathon right now.
Yeah, as you should. Forget a marathon. A triathlon.
How about an Ironman? Screw it.
Oh, what's the difference?
I think it's like 100 miles. Well, it's like all three, like, to the extreme.
That's not a triathlon.
And no, it is. I think it's like an extreme triathlon.
They make you do more miles?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, no. Well, are you inspired to do that? You are, yeah?
No, not that inspired.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I know they do that in Kona. They do it in Hawaii. It's beautiful. They make you experience the beauty of Hawaii while you destroy your body physically.
I'd rather just enjoy the beauty of Hawaii without running, biking, and swimming to death.
Okay. Hines Ward did it. If Hines Ward can do it, you can too.
Yeah, you're right. Definitely.
Yeah. Modern day Hines Ward right here. Physical freak of nature.
Same height, maybe. Not much Ryan else. It.
Oh, no. He's bigger. He's bigger than you, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, he whoop your ass. Hines is a good buddy. You need to hit up Hines and see what the hell he's doing. Last time I checked, he was coaching in that, pick a league. I don't know. One of those. Yeah, XFL, something like that. Shout outs to my main man, Hines Ward. Former Steeler great. Greater than Russell Wilson. Maybe Russell Wilson could get to Hines Ward level on one day. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm just getting started. I told you about our amazing guests. Mike Sando from The Athletic is going to join us to talk quarterbacks in an hour. He asked 50 executives and coaches their thoughts on QBs. He's going to come drop that knowledge on the results. Mark Kisla is going to come through later on in the show from the Denver Gazette. We'll talk about Deion Sanders and what we can expect from him, the Colorado Buffaloes, and their win-loss total this upcoming season. 2 hours from now, of course, it's a Wednesday. I'm going to share with you a top six list. I'm going to give you my own list of the top six college football teams for the year 2024. But on the other side of the break, we have one team left. Just one. One team that is still having a quarterback battle. It shouldn't be that damn complicated. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm glad that you're here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, shout-outs to the game. And shout-outs to the West Coast. Shout-outs to all my people in California. All my people in Compton. Me, I'm just here in Georgia on Peachtree Street. Doesn't sound as... Peachtree is exciting. Hickey, that doesn't sound exciting, right? Peachtree Street? Nothing.
I don't think it... I like it. Yeah, it sounds cool.
It doesn't have the oomph. Where you at, Compton? Where you at, Peachtree Street? It's just a little different.
Well, yeah, that direct comparison, yes.
Yeah, just a little different. Peachtree. Nothing intimidating about being on Peachtree Street. It sounds warm, fuzzy, and sweet. Like a peach. Love peaches. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Before we went to break, was able to share with you the groundbreaking news that Russell Wilson has officially been named the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers this upcoming year. And so that leaves us with one team. That leaves us with one team that has everybody in suspense as to who their starting quarterback is going to be And that team is the New England Patriots. The team that decided to select Drake May out of the draft as their number one overall quarterback. Well, not number one overall. He was selected number three by them. He's a development guy. But he's played well in the preseason. And Jacoby Brissett, he's what he is. He's average, right? He's a placeholder. And so you have to choose between what you hope is your future quarterback with your brand new head coach in Gerard Mayo, or you can just throw Jacoby Brissett out there to get his brains beat in. Or you can put Drake May out there and he can have his brains beat in. And he probably deserves to be the starting quarterback, but do you want me, let me say it again, do you want him to get his brains beat in? The answer is no. And so for Gerard Mayo, he's having to play politics. And he let everybody know he's going to make his decision and make his choice tomorrow. Why? I have no idea. Maybe you got to take it down to the wire to, I don't know, placate some of the veterans in the room. But let's be real. Who the hell is in that room? The Patriots stink. They have been trash. And this is what happens when the all-time greatest quarterback leaves. One of the greatest coaches of all time leaves. You had a dearth of talent because one of the greatest coaches of all time also did a crap job in the draft. He's bringing in guys you never heard of. He's like, hey, I'd rather take the punter and the long snapper because I need to build the team. Don't play video games with Bill Belichick. Don't. What is it? Hickey, what is it when you construct a team? Don't be GM mode? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Dynasty mode, whatever you want to phrase it. Different names for different games, but yeah.
Yeah, Bill Belichick sucked at that, and now the Patriots are paying for it. Now, look, they were always going to go down whenever Tom Brady decided to leave, and he did. He left. He went to Tampa, and he won another championship. I'm sure that makes Bill Belichick feel warm and fuzzy inside. But the Patriots, they got some work to do. And so I guess Gerard Mayo is just like, I can't just give Jacoby Brissett the job. And at the same time, he has a little bit of a twinge in his shoulder. Gerard Mayo, he spoke to the media and he said he is struggling with trying to do things for the team now versus for the future. I think we have an idea where he's going. Listen to this.
I think it's important to remember, like, what's good for the team today may not be good for the team weeks down the line. And so I think the challenge is you want to win every single game now, but also we're trying to build something special here in New England. So that to me was, that was a challenge.
Nope. Translation. Here's the translation. I cannot put Drake May out there today. I cannot put him out there in week one to be destroyed. And then get destroyed in week two and get chased around behind a crap offensive line in week three and be concussed in week four, be pile-drived in week five. I can't do that. I cannot give this guy quarterback shell shock so much so that he's damaged goods. Then we're really screwed. I hate to say it. Jacoby Brissett is being paid this year. Just to hold down the fort. Jacoby Brissett knows it. Come on. He knows that Drake May, this is his job. He's not stupid. He's not born yesterday. Jacoby Brissett is a career backup. He knows his role. Go out there, take the beating and get paid, and then be a backup for another team next year. Not a bad life. Couple million dollars just to take a beating. Hickey, you'd sign up for that, right? On the side?
As long as you can guarantee that I'm alive on the other end, sure. Oh,
okay, all right. Well, there's no guarantees of that. I guess the answer is no, right?
I mean, that Patriots line's not looking very good. Yeah, I'd be a little afraid for my life.
Me and you could play left and right tackle for them.
Yeah.
Might as well. Give us a chance. Give us a shot. This is sad. Just call it a day. Here's what we know. Jacoby Brissett will be named the starter tomorrow. Gerard Mayo will say this is in the best interest of the organizations and in the organization and for the development and the well-being of the franchise and building towards the future. Flat and period. He basically rolled out a little bit of the verbal red carpet in what you just heard. I got to think about winning games now. I got to think about development for the future. Well, ain't nothing about winning games outside of, that's what you're paid to do. But then more importantly, you don't want to destroy morale. And it's going to be pretty bad for a Patriots team that I'd be shocked if they win more than 5 games. And I'm being generous and even giving them 5. The goal is to develop Drake May. And this is the screwed up part about quarterbacks. You don't know. You don't. They may have an idea. They might have an inkling. I mean, we didn't know what Jordan Love was going to be until he continued to improve in the second half of last year. Man, we got a guy right now in Zach Wilson. He's looking good after a disastrous time with the Jets. Sam Darnold is looking for a new lease at life with the Minnesota Vikings, and he's only really getting it because of an injury to J.J. McCarthy. Geno Smith had a comeback. Baker Mayfield found new life in Tampa. Like every now and then somebody gets a second chance, but you don't want to screw it up. Not out the gate. Not at the beginning. Drake May needs to sit. I think Drake May understands this. His agents understand this. It's in his best interests not to start the season for the Patriots and be a human pinata. If he needs advice, call David Carr. Ask him about the 70 sacks that he took starting off with the Texans. At that point, they were an expansion franchise. Yeah, the Patriots have been around. They might as well have an expansion franchise's roster right now. They suck. I can't wait for that explanation tomorrow. I would be shocked. Shocked if Drake May is named the starter. I don't expect it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you what a certain wide receiver expects from his team now that he has signed his brand new contract. I'll tell you about it on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about Drake May, Jacoby Brissett. Gerard Mayo still hasn't set out who's going to be his starting quarterback. They're the last team in the NFL who have yet to announce what that depth chart is going to look like at the QB position. But I think we have enough hints that, yeah, they would like to start Drake May, but they also don't want him to be driven into the ground and beat down and battered like a pinata. And so by the time we get that announcement, which is expected to come tomorrow, as Gerard Mayo said, I think Jacoby Brissett is going to be the guy. Now, that's something we have to wait on. Not too long. But for months, we've all had to wait to see what the hell was going to happen down in Dallas with the Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb finally got his deal. Finally got his contract. Is getting paid $34 million per year. And now he's back to work. And so after 8 months, he's finally back with his teammates, and he spoke to the media. And, of course, he certainly had his own opinions about his deal, his contract, and the process. And then he had an additional opinion about the guy who's going to be throwing him the football. That's Dak Prescott. But CeeDee Lamb, the first thing, he says, oh, yeah, it feels good to be a multimillionaire over and over again.
This whole process was very crazy for me, as we all know. Very bittersweet. Enjoyed it all. Obviously had plenty of times to, revamp myself. Physically become more prepared for the season.
granted, I wish I would have had a camp, but it's okay though. It'll work out in the back end. But very excited for the moment. Cherish every bit of it. Shout out my agent. Grateful for the whole opportunity. Going back and forth, the phone calls with him. Obviously thanking God every morning. Get the chance to wake up and do what I do. But yeah, man, it's surreal.
Man, I would, if I were him, I would have been, I would not have been worried about a damn thing unless I woke up and broke my leg. And even in that case, they probably still give him a contract. Come on now. Hickey, what the hell did he have to worry about? What was he concerned? Was he losing sleep over this? He's tossing and turning in a mansion? What was he doing?
No. I mean, I hope not. If so, that's champagne problems because, yeah, there's no doubt this deal is getting done. The only question is when and how much under Justin Jefferson would he be? But this was all but a formality, right? There's no concern.
Just a formality. You know, speaking of that, wide receivers, Brandon Ayuk still don't have an extension. Maybe they'll get that down to the last minute. Maybe that deal will get done at the last minute like I expect, and you expect Dak Prescott's deal to get done. CeeDee Lamb had an opinion about that as well, and I guess he feels like everybody else. They're going to get this damn thing done.
It's amazing, bro. If you go look at our numbers together, they're at the top of the charts, and I have no doubt that they're going to get a deal done, and we all know that I want Dak here. Jerry wants Dak here, too, so let's just get this under control. Kill the speculations. Let's go win.
Oh, come on. This is almost just as bad of a worst kept secret as Russell Wilson versus Justin Fields. What's with all these secrets? Oh, by the way, the Dallas Cowboys, they did add someone to the team today. Someone did get a contract. Reportedly, Dalvin Cook is on his way to the Dallas Cowboys. On the practice squad. Is that exciting to you? This is Dalvin Cook last year for the New York Jets. Having to throw out Zach Wilson at quarterback and Breece Hall, you know, bouncing back from a ripped up ACL. They didn't even want to put Dalvin Cook into the game. He basically begged all season to be let go. Don't let Hassan Reddick get a call with him because he'll dump on the team. Dalvin Cook last year, 214 yards rushing, which is a career low. We can go even further. If you think about what Dalvin Cook was able to do on the ground, he was only able to average 3.2 yards per carry. That's not going to get you a start in the NFL. There's a reason why he just got signed today, reportedly. And why it's not on the main roster, anybody's main roster, it's on the practice squad. Because even though Dalvin Cook was a four-time Pro Bowler, he looks, excuse me, pardon the pun, he looks cooked. He's done. He's 29 years old, just like Ezekiel Elliott, and we'll see what Ezekiel Elliott will do, you know, sharing carries in the Cowboys' backfield. It'll be interesting to see whether or not Dalvin Cook even gets a call up to the main roster, as he's going to be on the practice squad. Dallas Cowboys certainly keeping things interesting. And when it comes down to Dak, this will go down to the wire. And CeeDee Lamb, he knows about contracts going down to the wire. We all remember the comments made by Jerry Jones about not having urgency to get CeeDee's deal done. We all know about CeeDee going online and LOLing and laughing about comments made by Jerry and Spider-Man memes. Hey, CD, why were you so active on social media? Tell us.
That's my favorite superhero. Listen, he's entering his villain arc, and I'm coming back for vengeance. So that's what that is. And as far as the comments, I mean, he's entitled to whatever you got to say. As long as we get the deal done, I ain't got nothing.
What was your interaction with Jerry when you signed the deal?
Obviously, we had a businessman conversation. We just had the clear room, everything is behind us. I'm not worried about nothing. We got what we needed to get done, and now it's time for me to go ball.
A businessman conversation. The conversation lasted, I don't know, 5 seconds. I paid your money, go play. All right, boss. Simple as that. And now they just got to work on paying the next guy, and that's Dak Prescott. Hickey, surprisingly, maybe I missed it. Jerry Jones had no profound statement. No, I'm sitting on the top of the hill and look what I did. He didn't pat himself on the back for this one.
I'm shocked. Never had a doubt. Knew this was going to happen all along. You guys freaked out. I never wavered. Unless I missed it too, I'm with you. I am shocked you did not have a big press conference. He wasn't on multiple radio shows proclaiming from the heavens that he knew this was going to happen all along.
Maybe Jerry Jones is actually, maybe he's doing some work. He's doing that work that he said no other GM can do in trying to get a deal done with Dak Prescott. And we know that the Dallas Cowboys, they love outsized personalities. It starts with their owner, Jerry Jones. And we can go through history, the Michael Irvin. We can go on and on and on. Speaking of outsized personalities, Hickey, did you hear Sean Keeler on the radio, the guy that got banned from Dion?
He made an appearance, huh?
This man was on Sirius XM. We talked about this a few days ago. Deion Sanders has barred a Denver Post columnist, Sean Keeler, from asking questions and really participating in whole as a member of the media because, Colorado, the school, athletic department, and Deion Sanders have found his articles to be personal and targeting, calling Deion Sanders a false prophet, the Bruce Lee of BS, said he's in the wrong business. And so Deion Sanders says, I ain't talking to you, you're banned. Well, Sean Keeler on Sirius pretty much told everybody that, yeah, Colorado in trouble. Take a listen to what he said.
Sean Lewis, who is now the head coach at San Diego State. They hired him, and everybody around me who's covered football for as many decades as I have went, wow, they are serious about doing this right. And not only are they serious about doing this right because he won at Kent State, flash fast, they're going to have an identity that's going to work, and you've got all these speed guys coming in. This is great. You also have the possibility that if Deion Sanders doesn't want to do this after 2024, there's your next head coach. Oh, this is a clear line of succession. This is really smart. Wow, Rick George, you got this figured out. Well, Sean Lewis wanted out pretty quick. It was said to me by many sources that he suddenly regretted the decision fairly instantly for a multitude of reasons, and we got where we got, and suddenly he was the first one thrown under the bus. And suddenly everything we heard about at Jackson State has just started kind of repeating, but at super speed. And so Sean Lewis is not calling plays anymore. I'm like, oh, no. And it's going to be Pat Shurmur. And they went 0-4. With Pat calling the plays. So it's not what you say, it's what you do. And what they did with Sean Lewis to bring him was, I think, I called it a two. I thought it was a really smart football decision. Everything they've done with that staff since has been fairly questionable, and a lot of really good people are kind of scared to work there for that reason, and that doesn't make it very easy to sustain.
Well, he's referring to the offensive coordinator. Well, damn it, I don't think him talking on the radio about all of this is going to further endear him to the wonderful people out in Boulder, Colorado. Well, I know it's not. Hickey, if there's one guy who's going to enjoy Colorado maybe not crashing and burning but not being good, it's going to be Sean Keeler, I think.
Oh, yeah, and I don't think he's alone either.
There's a list. It's a big old list. I've seen Mr. Feinbaum has gone out and are we getting ready for the beat on Deion year? It was tough at the end of last season, but is this year going to be the pile on?
I think so. Yeah, because I mean, if the results don't come, and we're talking about 4-8 again, 5-7, I think you're. I mean, Deion is the coach where it's either you love him or you hate him, and the detractors are going to come out if he struggles, and the fans, the people who back him will be out in full force if we're talking about an 8-4, 9-3 Colorado team.
I think that'll be the case. And what will be worse is what happens after this season. If Deion said he's going to be sticking around, he said he's going to be still in the college scene. He didn't specify whether or not he was still going to be on the Colorado scene. He said still college when his son and Travis Hunter end up leaving and going into the NFL. So what happens after this year? Does he go on to, quote unquote, greener pastures? Is there going to be another program that says we want to take him on? And you would imagine whatever that program would be, it'd have to be at a higher profile with bigger bucks than Colorado. Who the hell would that be? I have no idea. There's always been so many rumors about, oh, you know, he can go coach with Jerry Jones. There is not enough air in Dallas Cowboys Stadium to hold both Jerry Jones and Deion Sanders in the same place. I don't think there's enough air. We'll see what happens. Certainly interesting how the Cowboys end their season. And then what happens for the Colorado Buffaloes as they end their season. You know, we'll talk more about Colorado later on in the show. We have a guest joining us. Mark Kisler is going to come through from the Denver Gazette. I don't think he's been banned by Deion yet. So we'll get some information later on in the show. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk more NFL quarterbacks with Mike Sando from The Athletic. He asked 50 executives, 50 coaches, who the best QBs are. Let's get his thoughts on the other side and talk about the results. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.